Howdy, folks. Tomorrow's Independence Day, but the prediction is that most husbands will keep right on doing what the little woman tells them to do. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment. Yes, sir, this is Just Entertainment, and tomorrow is the 4th of July. I wish there were more old-fashioned 4th of July celebrations like we used to have down home. Oh, boy. The program we had was pretty much what some people call flag waving, I guess, but what's wrong with waving a flag when it's as wonderful as ours, It'd do us all good to do a little more flag waving, seems to me. And those old-time 4th of July celebrations, they were really enjoyable. Of course, I know the folks who chew double mint gum will enjoy the 4th, because folks who chew double mint, they're bound to find enjoyment. You include that cheerful chewing in all you do, work or rest, sports or recreation, indoors or out, and you're having a pleasant, long-lasting enjoyment that goes on and on just for as long as you like, you know. So add to your holiday fun with a chewing treat that's bright, cheerful, and tasty. Refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum. Right now, we're ready to enjoy something appropriate for the occasion around here. The whole gang singing, "You're a Grand Old Flag."
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. Such an old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand.
That was a real rousing song, wasn't it? I think this is a good time to discuss democracy today. You hear that nobody's paying much attention anymore to common folks, but that isn't true. Folks are getting more democratic by the minute. Even romance has its democratic side. One of the Eastern Airlines replaced all stewardesses with men. Now, in Russia, they might have made a thing like that stick, but not in the good old democratic USA, no sir. The howl went up and the girls came back. I wonder if there'll be anything this 4th of July to equal the show that a French acrobat put on at Niagara Falls, 100 years ago. He walked across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. Yeah, the rope was about 2 inches in diameter, and it stretched 1,100 feet across the roaring waters from the American side to the Canadian side. And the rope, they say, dipped 50 or 60 feet in the middle there. It took 2 weeks to stretch it across, and it was anchored to rocks and trees on both sides, of course. And folks on the Canadian side, they got in free. But on the American side, there were 4,000 watchers who got clipped 2 bits ahead. That is to keep the riffraff away, I guess. And then on the 4th of July, this acrobat, Blondine was his name, he really put on a show. He walked that rope. He walked it blindfolded. And then he trundled a wheelbarrow across. See, he was trying to make the stunt sort of interesting. In honor of the occasion. And then he got out on the rope, and he sat on a chair and fried an omelet on a portable stove, right in the middle of the span there. Well, that's Buttram's thrilling account of what happened 100 years ago. And you were there. Boy, a thing like that would get me so tense, I'd need to chew a stick of double mint for sure to relax me there. You can chew double mint after your big holiday meal, too, you know, to aid digestion. And be sure to take some along for picnic fun. Pass around lots of double mint to make a big hit with the youngsters and all your visiting friends, kin folks and all. Be generous with double mint. Have a happy 4th of July. In the spirit of the occasion, the Halloran Quartet has a song for us here. Now, what's it going to be, Jack?
It's a prayer for our country, Pat, and the words are supposed to have been written by George Washington.
Well, if George Washington claimed he wrote the words, I'd believe him now. You go ahead. Prayer for our country.
Almighty God, who hast given us this good land for our heritage, We humbly beseech thee, that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of thy favor, and glad to do thy will. Bless our land with honorable industry, sound learning, and pure manners. Save us from violence, discord and confusion, from pride and arrogancy, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties, and fashion into one united people the multitudes brought hither out of many kindreds and tongues. Endue with the spirit of wisdom those to whom in thy name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be peace and justice at home, and that through obedience to thy law we may show forth thy praise among the nations of the earth. In the time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness, and in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in thee to fail. All of which we ask of thee, O Lord, our God. Amen.
Oh, that is mighty nice. A prayer for our country. Written by George Washington, huh? And you boys sang it good, too. You know, the Hallorans would fit in fine at the 4th of July celebrations down in Winston County. Was singing like that. And with the weight a couple of them fellers are putting on, they wouldn't do bad in a tug-of-war contest there, either. But right now, it's time for the Buttram Bonus.
Thank you.
Well, I've got a surprise for you today. It's Friday, and the Buttram bonus is going to be me singing. I usually sing on Wednesdays, but there's a good 4th of July number I wanted to get in here. I hope you'll like it. If the Halloran Quartet has had time to clear their throat after their last number there, I hope they'll help me with this. March on America. Last night I dreamed the gang and I were strolling down the lane, and instead of laughing like we should, we started to complain about how tough things were for us. We griped about this and that, till an old gent right behind us said, "Stop talking through your hat. This country wasn't built on doubt, but built by patriots, men who never heard of words like ifs and ands and buts. So get together one and all, no matter where you be, and square your shoulders, fall in line, and sing along with me.
March on America, America, march on. 160 million strong, singing as we swing along. My country you shall be, forever great and strong. From shore to shore you hear us roar, America, march on. If Yankee Doodle could go to town after freezing at Valley Forge, surely we can zoom through a bit of gloom by the light of freedom's torch. So march on, America, America, march on. 160 million strong, singing as we swing along. My country you shall be, forever great and strong. From shore to shore you hear us roar, America, march on. America, march on.
Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Right now I'm going to break a rule and give a sermon here. I hope the folks that need it are listening. The drowsy drivers. Holiday traffic will be heavy. Pretty soon it gets monotonous and your reactions become sort of automatic. You quit thinking about what you're doing. Well, that's the time to start chewing gum to avoid driving drowsiness. Now, chewing any kind of gum helps keep you feeling fresh and alert for safer driving. I recommend refreshing double mint gum, as you'd expect, but you make your own choice. Just be sure you chew gum while you drive this 4th of July now, will you, folks? We'll be back Monday, and I hope you'll join us. You have fun, and until Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that a really civilized fella is one who knows how to take advantage of his leisure without getting into too much trouble doing it. Goodbye now.
Lowell Thomas.